Hi folks, this is Easter week and I want to do is to look at some events which took place in the days leading into that great event of Easter, the crucifixion of Christ and his resurrection. I'm going to start by dropping into a home in Bethany, the home of Simon the leper, Mary and her sister Martha. Mary took a box of ointment and anointed the head of Jesus as he sat at a meal. The disciples objected to what she did. They said it was a waste of money. It would have been better if the oil was sold and given to the poor. But they missed the point. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have Christ. So Jesus defends her and commends her for the beautiful thing she had done. What she did was a preparation for burial. Jesus had just told his disciples that he would be betrayed and crucified. And Mary had more understanding about what was going to happen to Christ and why it was going to happen. He was going to deal with the sins of his people by giving his life as a sacrifice. And when he was crucified and died, there would be no opportunity to anoint Jesus at that time. So she had to do it right there and then. To others, they called it a waste. But for her, it was the least she could do for Jesus, who was going to die on that cross, so that Mary, who was a sinner, could be forgiven. And she loved him for that act of sacrifice. And she demonstrated it by anointing Jesus when she had opportunity. Whenever and wherever the gospel is preached, this act of Mary will be spoken of also, because it brings out the understanding Mary had of the death of Jesus. And we need that same insight, that same understanding, that same interest. And that will lead to a personal identification with Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. Have a good day.